This show is sponsored by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere on your TV, PC, smartphone, or tablet. Support this podcast and get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus when you go to HuluPlus.com/Joey. That's HuluPlus.com/Joey. And by DollarShaveClub.com. Get high-quality razors sent to your door each and every month for a fraction of what you pay at retail. Now, go to DollarShaveClub.com/church. That's DollarShaveClub.com/church. Or just go to joeydiaz.net and click on the Dollar Shave Club banner. This show is also sponsored by Nature Box, where you can order great-tasting, healthy snacks right to your door. Snack smarter in the new year with healthy and delicious treats like Santa Fe corn sticks and French toast granola. Support this podcast and get 50% off of your first order. Go to naturebox.com, promo code Joey. That's naturebox.com, promo code Joey. And the guests of the hour, Nailed It Life is here.
They're in the house.
Go to nailedetlife.com. All the wax and oil smokers out there, they already have the best vapor pen for you. Mention Joey Diaz, no spaces, and they're going to give you an extra 20% off because that's how they roll. And they're in the house, and mention the church when you go onto their website.
Hello, podcast fans. Adam Carolla here. I'm leading the fight against patent trolls who are threatening this medium. It's not about me. It's about the podcast you're listening to right now. If I go down, this show could be next. So visit fundanything.com/patent troll for more information on how you can keep podcasting alive. Thank you, and mahalo.
Oh shit. Wednesday, March 19th. The devil was buried at sea 2,000 years ago today. Only you motherfuckers know that. It's a special edition, Church of What's Happening Now. You bad motherfuckers. Here you go. I'm telling you, nothing like a fucking Wednesday stoner fest, hanging out with your goombas. What? Oh shit. Oh shit. This is as good as it fucking gets right here, motherfuckers. Wash your dick, shave your asshole. It's going down. It's Wednesday. You control this motherfucker. Here you go. Boom, 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 boom. What? Oh, shit. Lee, eat the fucking gumi.
Okay.
So help me God, I'll hit you with this bong on the head, cocksucker. Blast that motherfucker, Lee. Let these motherfuckers know what's cracking. Maybe you're at work, maybe you're fucking sitting at your desk. It don't matter. Right now, let make your leg tap. Play with your little helmet. Play with your toe chat right there, right at the desk. Let everybody know it's Wednesday. Lee, hit it, cocksucker. Turn the music off. You're over there choking.
It's fucking, it's like putting.
Can you believe this?
An entire pack. You know when, if you have like a pack of gummy bears and then like in your suitcase and the whole thing melts in one big bar? It's like the most intense fucking edible I've ever fucking. You guys don't mess around. For like you. No, sure. That shit is. And it. You know what? The only reason I choked was because I tried to do the whole thing at once. That thing tastes great. I don't like the taste
of it. Jello.
I don't like the taste of weed. That thing tastes delicious.
It's Jello. It's fucking Jello and a gummy bear. And 30 minutes later, you're in fucking La La Land. You're at Original Joe's ordering the steak with fucking meatballs on the side and spaghetti. Oh. This, I'll tell you how strong it is. This motherfucker's coughing from it. Who coughs from eating a gummy bear?
Like when we were in San Jose and you gave it to me, we went to Original Joe's with Eddie Bravo and his friend. It took me 30 minutes to get the courage to ask him to pass the butter for the bread. I was just sitting there.
That
like,
chick wanted to sit on your face. You were too high to take her upstairs. Yeah, remember that chick? She was ready to suck your pipe.
Yeah, but you gave me fucking. I had Auntie Dolores edibles, and then these guys,
so
and then
what?
We were smoking.
You know how good your dick would have been that night? You would have been sweet.
I wanted to,
lead.
But don't give
you
me like
been
a
sweet dick when you had the thong on and shit, shaking those fucking hips. Forget about it. That little juice sperm comes out. It stains your leg. What's happening, baby?
Not much, dude.
You're
that
still
was fun.
Recovering from the earthquake the other day.
I'm recovering from the edible last night. I don't do them 2 days in a row.
You got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You got to commit to the fucking. What do you think? Fidel soldiers didn't commit. What do you think? They just tapped out the day two and said, we don't want to do this. You're in. There's a movement. Some people around the country are taking anti fucking depressants. You're over here at 12 in the afternoon. It's 90 degrees out. 90 fucking degrees out there. The sun's out. Birds are chirping. And you're eating a gummy bear, drinking, what are you drinking, champagne cocktails. Who's better than you?
No one. All fucking.
Right. What the fuck? My brothers from Nailed It Life are here. These gangsters, look at them. I love these motherfuckers. I was just complimenting them because you meet all these people in your life and you meet all these fucking, my wife said a great word the other day, posers. I haven't heard that word in years. You meet all these fucking posers, and these two fucking savages come along. You pull these guys over, you ask them for ID, they whip out a pipe. You understand me? They got a pipe in their fucking pocket, ready, and a pipe and a lighter and a bag of weed. That's what I'm talking about. These people out here with medicine, oh, my neck hurts. Get the fuck out
and
of
here. And every time we see them, they have a new toolbox.
A new machine, a toolbox. You own the toolbox.
Last year, you came with one toolbox. This year, you came in with another one.
They come in with fucking toolboxes. So today, we're going to fucking, you know, in the last couple of months, look at this shit. Look at this. This is like travel cases filled with shit. In the last couple of months, the last couple of years, you know, I say some stupid shit sometimes. And sometimes people get mad. Sometimes people know I'm an idiot and they just live with it. And I appreciate that one. But sometimes people get pissed off. And I'll tell you what, man, this started a big thing the other day. When I just said it, and this is how I meant it. Let's clear the air. I have a desk like everybody else. I don't have a big computer. I have a laptop because I'm retarded. So my wife could unplug it and fix it. It's an area like this. I have a printer on there. Next to me, I have books. I have my little Betacuna, you know, the fucking Cuban shit. My little Santeria shit. I got pictures of my friends. I got pictures, you know. It wouldn't look good if somebody came in and there's a blowtorch on my fucking desk. For years, when I go to the weed store, they always give me the stuff to sprinkle on the weed. That thing with the fucking, you know, with the paper clip and all that. I don't like that on my papers. I don't like it on my hand. Remember when we were kids, when you ran out of weed during September? In August, you cleaned out your pipe.
Scraped the resin.
You scraped the fucking resin, and your fingers were black, all your pens were black. That was good for a couple of days. Then you looked at yourself and you go, what the fuck is wrong with my life? I'm scraping a fucking pipe to get high. What the fuck? You know, that's the truth. And that's how I feel when I do that type of shit. I just feel dirty. I ain't gonna lie to you guys. You guys brought me a beautiful bong. Who's the guy that brought it for us?
That's Mobius.
Mobius, look at this fucking thing. Hand it to these people. Look at it. This thing weighs, this is a bong combination weapon. Okay, if I tell you guys something, you guys will not believe this. Legitimately, I started smoking pot maybe at 11, maybe 12. It was
11.
It was introduced to me maybe at 4 or 3. I knew my mother smoked. Never smoked till about 12. Let's pretend 12, sixth grade. So I'm 50. So that's 38 years, right? That I've been smoking dope. I've probably had a bong in my presence for 90 days of that time. I always felt in the back of my retarded mind that if I had a bong, that was too much of a commitment. And every time I've had a bong, they always break. One time we were talking about coke. I was a cokehead. I don't know how I became a cokehead because I loved marijuana so much growing up. I was the type of dude that went into the city. You know, you're from West New York. We went into the city to cop. That was the first thing I did when I got out of school. There was no homework. Once I got to junior year, whoever had a car, bro, we'll give you 20 for gas and 10. What? No, come on, get in the car. Let's go. Bro, I've never been to New York. I don't give a fuck. Take an adventure. We take them up to Harlem, show them how to get a bag. People get their mind blown. Then you stop and get fucking a slice of pizza. For us, it was a way of life. Since I was a junior in high school, people couldn't have fathomed that. A lot of people could not fathom how lucky I had it. You're younger than me, but you know what I'm talking about. Right there, all we had to do was get on the fucking bridge. And you had a candy store of life. Bazookas, you could rent the fucking submachine gun in New York. You'd do anything in that Harlem. So I don't know how I became a coker. And then I had a rubber bong. Do you remember when they were making rubber bongs? You guys are too young. In 84, they had these combination type bongs that were like a plexiglass. And you smoked and everything was fine. One night I went on a cocaine binge with bazookas that I tried to go. That's why I don't grow weed either from that experience. Because I had a plant that was half good and I took it out and I started smoking it even more without even it fucking growing. And I put the coke on it to fucking, you ever remember the World Trade Center when they collapsed down? That's what happened to the bong. I smoked it and put so much heat to that rubber bong that when I woke up the next morning, it was like an 18-inch bong. It was like a fucking 3-inch bong. It melted right in the core. It's fucking really amazing, guys. It really fucking is amazing. I can't believe my doctor calls me now, this cocksucker. I know that's when they fucking call you when you're in the middle of a podcast. And that's after that bong. I didn't have a bong for years. And last year when Lee and I started the podcast, there was a company who kept sending us bongs. But he had the company in Thailand. So it was like basically I go to the post office, so she'd give me a bag of glass. It was fucking amazing. Every time three bongs they sent me from Thailand, they were glass. Thailand. And they were broken. So I stopped smoking bongs. I just smoked the pipe. And now I haven't smoked for 32 days. So now I've been smoking the vapors, and that's why you motherfuckers are here with the best vapor pen in the market.
Yeah, look at this, guys. This thing.
This is amazing. I hadn't seen this. I had heard about it. Some guy emailed me and said, Joey, you got, are you smoking out of that? I go, no, I'm waiting for him to come in. This is superb. You could put wax in here and the oil.
Yeah, now, as long as it's not too runny. Like the consistency of like maybe a little bit more.
I hope you guys brought me some oil.
Yes, we did.
Okay, so I can put it in. I want you to fill one of these up till the next time I see you. I don't want to fuck with this time. Put a chunk in here and put the earthquake relief.
It's easy to fill. I brought enough for like maybe 100 fillings at that time.
Oh, my God. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. No, no, no. So, let me ask you. Let's get this out of the way. When I smoke it out of the pen like this, is it the same thing you guys are dabbing, only without the heat applied?
Yeah, it's the same oil that we're dabbing.
That's what I was... That was my point, guys. I never said nothing. That was my point. I didn't explain myself. That's what I thought. But when I go to fucking weed store in particular... And I want to buy that chunk they had. The guy told me one day, he goes, don't buy that. He goes, that's made with fucking albatross. You'll be in the hospital in 6 fucking weeks. He sells the oil and he likes it. But what was the other stuff that was going around? See, that's what I get confused with. There was another shit that was going around.
Butane. Yeah, most oil that you see in the dispensary is made with butane.
So when they say they make it with CO2, that's how they make this one?
There's a lot of places that are making
CO2. That's a different method, CO2.
Okay. Yeah. And what method is this that you guys use?
We have butane oil.
Butane oil. Yeah, yeah. So this will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Your lungs too.
Yeah.
No, it's lighter than dabbing because it is a you're vaporizing with that pen as opposed to with the dabbing. When you heat up the nail, if you get it a little hot, you're actually you're burning it a bit more than you would with the pen. Yeah.
It hurts a lot more for a shorter period of time, and then you're good. You don't have to smoke. I mean, if you take the hits that I take.
No, this is tremendous.
So can you explain? Because after he said it. I said it just because I watched a video online and it literally looks like they fill a tube and they pour butane oil through it and like they filter it. It must be healthy if everyone's doing it, but on the surface of it, you're like, I'm going to ingest butane oil? Like, it seems like that wouldn't be healthy. Like, what's like the health risks? Like, or like, why is it better to do this than smoking? Or like, what, how is it safe to ingest butane oil? It seems like it wouldn't be.
Depends how you make it. If you make it correctly, you can eliminate most of the butane by purging.
Okay.
And the proper heat and vacuum.
And they have test facilities also that test for residuals and to see if there's any butane left behind. So
okay.
That's a selling point for some of these clubs. You know, like, hey, we had our stuff tested and it's got nothing in it. Even okay. Even though it was made with butane.
So if you're buying it from people who know what they're doing, it's safe.
Exactly.
But the video I watched was there's a bunch of idiots like who are like meth cookers trying to do it themselves. Probably don't buy it from them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, and then doing it indoors is a no-no.
Well, yesterday was a great article. I think it was yesterday, the day before, in the New York Times about the reinvention of this and how kids are smoking the fucking vapor pen with weed in it in school, but everybody's in it, a $10 million corporation, $10 billion fucking thing this year, and this is it. This is the future. Listen, I, you know, it's like when you work out to lose weight. When you work out to lose weight, if you do it for 3 months, you're going to realize... Even if you're working out hard 5 days a week, you're going to realize you didn't lose a lot of weight and you're going to get discouraged. And it's little twists in your fucking diet. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened to me. You know, I'm 51, I got this baby. I've been smoking fucking reefer since I was 12. With a paper, you know, old school, with a paper and out of a bong or whatever. You know, I got the beginnings of emphysema. You don't have to be a fucking physician to know by listening to the podcast that you could hear me breathing, you know? So I just wanted to give it a break. You know, I'm really happy that it was a smooth transition from the vapor to the edibles to the, you know what I'm saying? Because with the edibles, they help. You get sizzled on fucking edibles, especially when you don't smoke. See, the problem with me, guys, is I became a fucking reefer gorilla. I always was a reefer gorilla. This just added to it. You know, most people smoke a joint. I had to smoke 2 joints and a gummy bear. You know what that is to eat one of these by yourself at 2 p.m? And Leed says it. How do you do it? How do you do it? Because it motivates me. You know what I'm saying? For me, it motivates me. Reefer gets me fucking going. For some people, it knocks them the fuck out. Last night at 6 o'clock, I was so high on my fucking couch. I ate a Chibo Chew and something else. A fudge. We got these new fudges. Try them. 250 milligrams. I was out of it. Out of it.
You took both at the same time?
Both at the same time. 450 milligrams, 175 and 250. So you got 375 and the 75, 425 right off the bat. Why fuck around? It hit me like a fucking punch to the head. And Peppa Pig was on that cartoon. I was watching it with my daughter. My wife came in. I go, you got to take her. Because I had forgotten I had taken it. I go, you got to take her. So she took her. I ate dinner. I walked around. I drank some coffee. I took a shower. And then I was okay to go down to Doug Benson's show last night. But that's gorilla type shit, bro. People eat a quarter and they're fucking seeing the devil. So it was time to give it a break. I mean, in reality, I get up at 4:45. I wash my pussy, I take a piss, you know, you brush your teeth, you make a protein shake, you get a cup of coffee, I'd sit down. I have no reason to lie to anybody in this room. I would do, before I left the house to see Lee, 3 pipefuls. Oh yeah, but a pipefuls, you know, when you get the whole butt and put it in there like, Musa Baje, compadre. And I'd spark that motherfucker up. That's how I leave the house. Then I get to the podcast, Lee, on an average, how many joints do we smoke before fucking 7:30?
Well, we'd have one before, one during, and one and a half after. Yeah.
No, that bingo. That's fine. That's 3 bowls and 5 fucking joints. It's not even 9 o'clock yet. That's way past the fucking national requirement. That's way past, bro. And then you go home, you eat, you play, whatever, you write, you smoke again. You know how it is? And then all of a sudden it's 10 o'clock and you got to beat the weed store because you're out of weed or you got enough just to wake up with. You know, I hate going to bed with just enough weed where you got to bank it in the morning. You don't know what's going to happen in the morning. You might get devastating news. You know, you need the fucking power of Christ early.
And the thing is, I would get high off of half of that one joint, like 3 or 4 hits off of that one joint. I'd be high, and at the old place, you would be smoking the joint until you were burning your fingers.
And then, you know, and then they keep, then they're giving me, you guys are giving me this, you guys are giving me Goomies. I'm trying, like, I just got off the phone with a dear friend that had some fucking strawberry cough years ago that was 28%, that he was getting it tested from up in the thing. This weed was sensational. I'm telling you, this weed was killing motherfuckers. I was trying it out on people. And I tried it on Ari and Rogan in Philadelphia. I even blew it into the crowd in the front row. It was fucking from the tear gas. It was on. It was fucking on. And I remember, like, people dying, and I'm smoking a whole fucking joint. So you got to give it a breather, you know, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to give it a breather, and the vapor helped me out. So thank you, guys. This was, thank you for opening my eyes to this. You and the other guys from NoHo Organic were like, fucking vapor it up. And when you smoke weed with vapor, it ain't going to work out for you. But if you just stick to vaporing, I know this chick that's 19, and she goes, I quit smoking weed. I just vapor. And I know this girl, bro. I know she's a fucking 24/7 stoner. But she said the same thing. I want to run. I want to do all this shit, and I can't breathe. So this is the fucking future, guys. You know, we don't know what the health effects are yet. Nobody really fucking knows. It's like when you ask a doctor about e-cigarettes. He looks at you and goes, you know, we assume it's fucking vapor. You assume because the NDA, whatever, the vitamin people approved it. Don't give a fuck. That's an envelope. That's an envelope. Everybody wants to quit smoking. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to feel a little healthier and smoke.
Now, why? Because I know in L.A. they just approved a partial ban on these in public. What do you? Is anyone saying why? Like, what the reason is? Because if it's just vapor, they shouldn't be. Like, I don't know if anyone's heard, like, the reasoning why they're...
I would guess because their medical testing is not there yet. They don't know. 100%.
Okay.
Well, they wouldn't have released them if their medical real testing was there yet. They wouldn't also, fucking... The FDA wouldn't put these out.
They got these kits that they're called builder kits, and you got to see the amount of smoke that you can... I mean, it's still considered vapor, but you can fill the whole room.
Oh, like the hookah people? Yeah, they can really get it going.
And those are the same thing as these. They're in the same category, so imagine me just trying to get a few puffs in versus that guy that's engulfing a room with this smoke. It's,
it's still secondhand smoke, no matter what, you know, if you really... Maybe
even if it's
not.
Vapor, it's secondhand vapor.
Joe, do you worry about that? Like, let's say you're walking Mercy and there's someone smoking a cigarette outside. Do you go around them?
I go around them. I can't yell at them.
Okay.
I can't say nothing to nobody. How can I say something to somebody? That's a freedom, bro.
I'm just saying, I didn't know if you were registered.
Listen, if you don't want to smoke, don't fucking smoke. But shut your mouth. Just because somebody else smokes, you don't know the fucking reason. Shut your fucking mouth. What do you care if somebody smokes? If they don't want to be healthy, they know it. How many fucking commercials are there? It's like McDonald's. Every year, every day. Somebody tells you how bad the food McDonald's. Drive past the McDonald's. I'll give you a dollar if you find a drive-thru that's fucking empty. I'll give you a dollar, dog. I'll give you $5. We'll drive around all fucking day. We'll drive around all day. If you get me for $10, you'll be fucking lucky. They're never empty. But they're bad for you, right or wrong. Crack is bad for you. How many fucking black chicks are walking around twinkling right now with one leg? You know, how many, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we love that shit. You know, what's the first thing that happened after that dude found dead with the heroin in his arm? Who went, they went looking for that heroin. They went looking for the heroin that killed, what's his name?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. That's what they go looking for. You figure if it's half cut, we got a party. If it killed him and he's a junkie, I'll do a bump and I'm off and running. I'm ice skating for 3 fucking days. So,
well, I don't know if it's just Massachusetts, but there were a bunch of articles in the Globe at the beginning of the year that there's something in it, like a certain batch of heroin, that like there were like 20 deaths in like the first couple months of the year.
They're cutting it with so many things. Oh. Even the cocaine. There was a rumor last year that was 16 states that had been reported cocaine had something in it that was eating people's skins or giving them infections.
Oh, I saw that.
Remember about 2 years ago? Yeah, it was a great time for me to get away from all that shit.
Thank God I never got into any of that stuff. Like, stuff, I can't imagine being addicted to something that eats away your skin and you're still like, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't know it eats away your skin. That's something they came up with now, you know, not 25 years ago when it came
out. But once it starts,
the worst thing that will happen is you lose your house. You know, they tell you, as soon as they saw you the first gram, you're going to lose your house. Fuck it, it's that good. Fuck it. So, you know, I mean, I think this is going to go somewhere. I really think people want to feel healthier, man. If it means, I got to tell you something. I don't have that gunk in my lungs no more. Definitely. I went to jiu-jitsu yesterday, guys, and I, you know, usually you do technique for 45 minutes. You fucking around. Yesterday, I did technique for like 20 minutes, and the rest of the time, I rolled around. Yesterday, it was one of those days I can't walk today, even with the fucking shroom tech. The shroom tech took me there. The shroom tech was tremendous yesterday. But I think the shroom tech took me a little bit too much because today I'm fucking feeling it, Jack. It gave me a little bit too much oxygen yesterday because today I'm fucking feeling it. So kudos to shroom tech, like I said. But it's amazing that you guys are putting this together to respond. You guys told me you're getting respond from all over the fucking world.
UK.
The UK like UK, a motherfucker. Canada.
A little bit of Canada. Everywhere in the United States. But like Hawaii, Alaska. I gotta get a couple guys in Alaska.
Now, people that, let's say you buy this in Michigan, which is legal, they sell oils in Michigan to fill these up with?
I mean, that's up to them to get their oils.
Okay, this like Michigan's a, legal. You know, there's a couple states that are legal.
Colorado, right? And Washington. Colorado.
Now, I heard something real
medically
interesting.
Medically in other states.
I heard something last night that was real interesting. Because, guys, I don't even want to get into this one. So, the crime is up in Colorado now?
I didn't hear that. Let me check. I think I heard that one of those Nancy Grace ladies is trying to say that, but okay. It's not related to Reed. Let me crime rate.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Colorado. I hope not.
Usually when crime like that goes up, it has to do with within the industry. People are robbing each other in the industry, so crime looks like it goes up. But
The only article I'm seeing right now that's popping up is that the weed cases are, like, a number of them are slowing down, but no, nothing at the front of Google. I think that's what they're worried about, and I think a lot of, like, it was weird. I saw something on CNN. It was a video piece, and it was like, is this gonna make people drunk and drive, and or smoke and drive, and is this gonna cause things to go up? And they were saying it on CNN, but it was just like they were saying, is this gonna happen? So I think they're putting it out there, but it's not really news. It's like, could this happen? And it's just, they have to fill airtime. So I don't think anything's happened yet.
The old ancient alien tricks.
Yeah.
Could the aliens have done this?
Oh, yeah, no, the Bigfoot, same thing. Yeah.
It's really weird how people are very happy about this. Like, it's good that Denver did it, whatever happens with Colorado. You know, but like I said, listen, I was in Colorado 30 years ago, and it was the Wild Wild West for reefer then. It was like a place where people moved anyway. Because they knew, like, you met everybody in Colorado at that time that I hung with, smoked reefer, all ages. I remember getting on a ski lift one time, and 3 fucking middle-aged men got on there, and they got on there very fucking professional, very white, very, they had affluent, you know, and we started talking, and they're like, yeah, well, I'm a surgeon, I'm a brain surgeon, I'm this, they were all doctors, just different genres, and all of a sudden, they looked at me like 3 little scared kids, and they're like, you mind if we smoke pot? And I was like, no. And they started sparking. And they started telling me that wherever they were from, Cleveland, that during the year they don't smoke. That these 10 days, they go fucking nuts. And they've been coming to Colorado 15 years with their kids. But since they have so many programs for kids and families to ski, these guys would get together and they'd smoke fucking big weed. and they'd show me how they had a bellboy that already knew them, and he'd be saving weed for them all year. So when they got up, and at the end, they'd give whatever they didn't smoke back to the bellboy. And he'd have it for the next year, plus new shit he picked up that was strong. So Colorado has always been a haven for good weed. There's always been fucking great. When I got divorced, I was broke, guys. I was fucking broke. And some guy, a waitress at this restaurant that I used to hang out with, she'd always say, my husband sent you this, my husband sent you this, my husband sent you this. And I would take it upstairs, and it was tremendous fucking reef. Is the phone ringing?
Yep.
All right, let's take this real quick.
Matt, I'm going to need to pull my car out.
Adam Carolla.
Joey Diaz.
To Churchill, what's happening now? How are you, brother? Thank you for taking the time to call us. I know you're busy with your TV show and the crusade and everything else you do. What's happening?
I am. You know, I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to see if I can switch this thing over to my, like, Bluetooth. So.
Okay, do what you do. I'm right here for you, brother.
All right. Let's see. Hold on a second.
Look at you, you fucking savages. I love it. Like I said, you motherfuckers are 24/7 type of bastards. You guys never take a dull moment. Never a dull moment. So Lee, wait, can you smell that?
A little bit, but not. I don't know why they're complaining that much.
You smell it.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother.
Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you for taking the time and calling, man.
My pleasure.
I watched you on Chelsea the other night. You had me fucking rolling about the, you know, he does this shit because he could dance. And then at the end, you busted her balls at the video and you go, hey, I can't dance. I was fucking howling, so.
I do believe, I swear to God, I mean, I think that's how Michael Jackson got away with it for as long as he did. And I'm telling you, no matter what you say about it, dude, if he can dance, that's what everyone will end the conversation with.
That's a very, you're right. No, I've seen it happen. Yeah, when he can dance, he's a great, he's so talented singer. What a shame. What a shame that this is happening to him.
Yeah, like they'll go like, hey, that guy was drowning puppies all day long. And someone will go, yeah, man, that's horrible. But he can move. He can move.
So what's happening? Talk to me a little bit more about this. I knew something was going on. Then a couple weeks ago, I did an episode of Marc Maron, and I heard them, you know, back and forth, and they filled me in, and then I did some reading. But I want to hear it from you, brother. Fill me in on what's cracking.
Well, we're being sued by patent trolls. Patent trolls are guys that just buy up patents and use them to sue companies, and normally they sue big companies, and you know they sue Apple, and you go, well, they got a kajillion dollars, so who cares? You know, they have a team of lawyers, who cares? This time they've decided to go after me. Now I'm not sure why, but they've decided to come after podcasting. I'm the first guy they're going after. Eventually, they'll get to everybody, I imagine, if this works. So what I'm doing is I'm reaching out to the podcasting community, and I'm saying to them, let's all join forces. Let's start a patent troll fund, like a legal defense fund. Let's get all our listeners united to donate to that fund, and then I will beat these patent trolls, and then once I beat them in court, they'll go away, and we're not going to have to deal with them.
Is there a link? Is there something that the listeners could read up more about this? Because I'm sure they're in on this also. They'll donate. They'll do anything it takes to keep this on it, to keep this movement alive.
Sure,
so.
Sure. You can go to fundanything.com and /patent troll, and there's, you know, a lot of the other podcasts are giving out perks and things like that, that, you know, you could go to one of their shows and do that kind of stuff if you donate $50. You know, it's that kind of a grassroots thing. Unfortunately, to fight a patent troll, it costs over $1 million. I know it sounds insane, but it's literally $1 million plus dollars in court, in lawyers, to fight a patent troll. I don't have that money. And if we lose, then they're going to come after everybody. So I'm saying to all the all my podcast brothers and their communities out there, support this fund. We'll beat them. And once we beat them, they'll go away. Because they're not going to come after Joey Diaz if Adam Carolla beats them. And they're not going to come after Mark Maron and Joe Rogan if Adam Carolla beats them. But if Adam Carolla can't defend himself or pays out or rolls over,
then they're rock and roll.
Everyone's going to be next.
And Adam, I talked to your producer. I produced the show. He said that even stuff like Netflix and the TV channels that stream online, that could go down too. It's not just podcasts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could imagine if you could successfully sue a podcast, what on the internet couldn't you sue if you really just look at it that way, right?
That's great. So these guys didn't do anything. It's not like these guys are inventors. They bought a patent that had lapsed from somebody else, and they're literally just going after you for the money.
Yeah, don't think flubber or nutty professor or like hardworking guy, and we're ripping off his idea. No, these guys buy these things. They're basically dormant. They buy them, and then they get together with their lawyers, and most of them are lawyers, and they figure out how they can apply them to businesses, even if there's almost no connection. For ours, it's not even podcasting. It's the playlist. They claim to have the patent to the playlist, meaning, you know, Monday show comes out on Monday and Tuesday show comes out on Tuesday. That's what they're claiming. And obviously, that could apply to almost anything that's on the internet.
That's crazy, man. I mean, what are you fighting? How are you fighting it? Is it a case? Like, what are you using the money for?
The money is being used to pay lawyers to fight the case. They set up in East Texas, of all places. That's where they choose to. That's where their courthouse is. That's where they do their battle. And they send you a letter and they hit you up for money. And they go, give us $3 million and we'll go away. And I don't know where they got that number. But of course, we don't have $3 million to give them. And then they sue you. And the lawyers on our side, it's very involved litigation. It's very complicated. Look, I barely graduated high school. I don't know the ins and outs of this. All I know is it's incredibly expensive, and you're being sued. You have to defend yourself. And what we're asking is everybody who loves podcasting, everyone who gets it for free, everyone who wants to keep it free, everyone who doesn't want the man sticking his nose in it, hey, if you've been listening to Joey Diaz and you've been enjoying his show, and he's giving you his show for free, put in $20 and keep it free.
That's tremendous. No. I didn't know the ins and outs of it before I got involved. I thought they were going after the big guys, and I didn't know. And then between Lee and what, and it's a damn shame, you know. You think criminals have guns. Obviously, they don't. They have pens and attorneys. But no, we'll do whatever we can do to help out, Adam. Anything I can do to, you know.
Yeah, that's the whole plan is, what I don't think what they counted on was how powerful and how committed the podcast community was, and that we have a platform and we have a voice. And when you go after some of these other companies, they don't have a voice, they don't have a microphone, they don't have a platform. We have a pulpit, and we can all rally together and rally the troops and circle the wagon and fight these guys off.
Done. So the GoFundMe page is ready to rock, fundanything.com. That's already up active. And
it's all up. We've already raised over $165,000.
Done. I'm going to put a link on my webpage and detour people over to that link, and let's make this happen, because this is a damn shame. This is a it's a beautiful medium for us, and I can't believe they want to cut the legs off something that's so beautiful and free, and it's become such a part of the society now. So,
well, as I always say, you know, how long was the man going to stand by the sidelines and let us do what we're doing without trying to wet their beak, you know?
It's a fucking nightmare out there, Adam Carolla. On the other thing, when what nights is your new show on Spike?
New show's Sunday night, okay. 10 o'clock on Spike, now, Catch a Contractor.
Did it premiere already?
Yeah, it premiered 2 weeks ago. It just came on. It'll be the third week will be this Sunday.
Yeah, that's interesting that you were a contractor. I was a roofer and an estimator. So before this glorious fucking career, I was also a mason and apprentice, and I was also on the electricians union in Colorado. So I like shows like this. Yeah, I was a hustler. You got to do what you know, you had to get a ski pass. So to get the ski pass, I would, Chip Chilson was the ski instructor. So he'd tell me, if you help me lay bricks, I'll give you a ski pass in the winter. And then the same with the electricians union, and the roofing shit came later on, and I loved it. So it's weird that you're a carpenter. Do you still mess around with it, or when you go to a restaurant and you see a table, do you look at the table and go, that guy fucked up? Do you ever do that? Because I do it all the time with roofs and bricks and shit.
Yeah, no, I think you do. Like a plastic surgeon looking at a boob job going, shit, I would have done a better job on that, you know?
No, it's weird how it's still in my roots. Like, sometimes I'm like, fuck this stand-up comedy shit. I'll get a job estimating and shit. I'm like, oh, that's fucking hard. That's too hard for a 50-year-old.
Being on the roof does suck.
Oh, and I did flat roofs with rubber, and I never really got into the hot roofs in Colorado. It was all flat roofs or rubber, so it wasn't really that bad, you know. But you had to tear off the old things, and it was a nightmare.
You were doing torch down stuff.
Yeah, I was doing torch down stuff and ballasted. When you got to lay stone down at the end of the day, you know, 40 yards of stone and shit. So it was an experience. But it, you know, even I could tell that when you were talking about carpentry, in a way, it made you who you are today. Like, you look at a lot of those lessons that you learned in carpentry, and I'm sure you apply them today, you know, in different parts of your life.
Well, it made me appreciate, you know, hard work, and it also made me think in a sort of mechanical, logical way, because carpentry is very logical and it's very mechanical, you know, it's very linear and it's very practical. And so, as a carpenter, you do learn to think in a very nuts and bolts kind of practical way, versus comedian is kind of pie in the sky, you know, let's rip a bong load and write down some jokes. This is very different than that.
I ripped a couple bong loads and got on that fucking roof, Adam Carolla, so you have to. And when you're in Colorado, everybody was ripping bong hits, and this is 82, 83. I mean, we'd rip a bong and a half apart and then lay bricks for 10 hours and make, you know, cement and all that shit. So it was, it's amazing.
You know, I got to say, first off, I smoked pot and hung the lid, a drywall on a ceiling, and went right over the lighting fixture and realized I wasn't much good when I was stoned hanging sheetrock. But the main reason I didn't like getting stoned before work when I was doing that kind of work is I felt like the day took forever to go by. I don't know if that's your experience of pot or not, but for me, 8 or 9 hours digging ditches, swinging a hammer, scraping a roof, on the pot, it felt like 20 hours.
Yeah, but in a way, you're right, yeah. The sun felt hotter. That's what I remember. When you get high and you go outside, the sun feels so much fucking hot. Now, you did construction out here or in the East Coast?
I did it out here. I born and bred out here. I didn't go to college. I went right from high school to digging ditches, you know, cleaning up garbage on a construction site.
Oh, I still remember those days. That was quite the experience. So now you have this show on Spike, and you look at and you bust these fucking guys that take deposits and don't come back and all this stuff, which is a great angle. I can't wait to see it, because I know this is a haven for that type of shit here.
Yeah, no, it's on every corner, and, you know, look, I don't take credit for the show. It's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
I didn't come up with it. You bust these guys, you bring them back, and you get them to do the job correctly, and, of course, in between, you got the homeowner screaming at them. So that's always good.
You know, I remember I did all that stuff in Colorado, and in Colorado what you have is you have hailstorms. So when it hails, mm-hmm. all these scam roofers just shoot to those states where it hails to do, you know, get the insurance work and these phony claims. And it's amazing. They would go into a neighborhood and, you know, do a roof. And while they were doing the roof, other homeowners would come across the street, get estimates. They would get deposits, never deliver the material. And then they'd lie to a whole neighborhood and they'd pack up and leave. And you never get a hold of these guys. They'd be like
right.
a scam thing from like Kansas. And that's what they do when you have, like, that's what probably happened in New Orleans after Katrina. I could just imagine. They were looking for construction people. They were turning bakers into contractors. So people go down there, they don't care. They just take a deposit. You just want the work done, and they skip on you, and that's the end of that tune. So I could see how this show's going to be successful for you, Adam.
Yeah. It turns out, in New Orleans, turns out the mayor was wetting his beak, too.
That motherfucker robbed them completely. Yeah, they send a lot of funds. People's fingers get sticky when that shit happens.
Yeah.
It happened with in Jersey, too. It happened in South Jersey this last year, I read, when I was back there this year. Somebody stole the funds for that. And then after they built Jersey, they lit it on fire all over again. And it's hysterical because there was a fireman convention. They made sure it was like in Philadelphia. It was like two towns away, so they burnt down fucking Seaside. So there you go.
Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, you know, I don't know if the nature of man is good or evil, but I do know one fucking thing. The nature of man is greedy. And when there's checks being cut, people are going to get in that line, even if they don't deserve to be in that line. And there's a lot of that going around, and we decided, let's make a TV show about it.
That's funny, because years earlier, I got approached to do a show where people who borrowed money from people and didn't pay you back, like a true TV show. And we shot like a mini pilot. I don't know what happened to it. So if somebody lent you $500 and didn't give it back to you, they spied on them, they watched them go shopping, and they watched them go out to dinner. And then you showed up in a car and you're like, hey, where's my $500? And they're like, I don't have it. Well, we show you the video footage. This is you eating a steak. This is you jumping up and down the club in Beverly Hills. So it's a good concept. They'll probably come back now that you're doing this to, you know, find these fucking thieves and these fucking predators, whatever the hell it is. So that's it, brother. What else you got for me?
That's it. I mean, fund anything, catch a contractor, and, you know, support my pirate ship at AdamCarolla.com.
You're a beautiful man, man. Thank you for, thank you for fucking sticking your neck out for us, Adam. It means a lot to guys like me, and I'm really appreciative of it.
I appreciate it, and I think we all band together, we can beat these guys.
I'll put this link up, and I'll talk about it on every podcast, but thank you for being the fucking man and for, grabbing your balls for this one. And I'm behind you, brother. Anytime.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. Stay black and beautiful.
You too.
Bye. That's fucked up, man. Yeah, there's always people trying to, you know, people talk about the fucking mafia. You ever see what you pay for taxes? Don't get me started. Don't get me started. You ever look at what you pay for taxes at the end of the year? You look at it and you go, wow. Wow. And then the union comes in and they want a percentage and then they want insurance. And you look there and you go, who's getting fucked in the fucking ass here? Who's getting fucked? You know, when does it end? But I'm happy that he's sticking his fucking neck out for us. You know, they've reached out to everybody. They've never reached out and said, you owe us money, but I'm sure the day's gonna fucking come, you know? And by supporting Adam, and we, look, if you go on iTunes, look how many fucking podcasts are up now.
Thousands.
From every genre. So we could beat this fucking thing, you know? If this goes down, this is a big genre to go down. This will be a very disappointing blow for the fucking system if the system wins on something like this, you know? Well, the system doesn't win. Some fucking scumbag fucking that trolls win, whatever the fuck they are. So now you know what it feels to get robbed. Fucking Adam Carolla, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, Flying Jew?
Not
tell
much.
Me something. That Goomy hit you? It's time for another one.
No, fuck
I
you.
I can tell you. You want another one. Give him another one.
No, thank you. Half's enough. No, I mean, it's just, it's too bad.
We got a great sugar-free piece.
I'll show it, but I can't have
it. You ain't showing none. You ain't showing
none. I already had one, dude.
So did I. We're going to go eat Benihana. Who takes care of you like me?
We're not going to Benihana.
Yes, we are.
We're all going home to sleep after this.
No, maybe you are. I'm not letting you. I'm tying you by the fucking neck and I'm dragging you. No more sleep on this shit, dog. We don't give you this shit for you to go home and waste it on fucking sleep. You got to... Gotta do something. You gotta be active. It's 90 degrees up. Let's go to Benihana.
Why would we go somewhere where there's fire on the table if it's 90 degrees out?
Because they got air conditioning. Like, why do you break everything fucking down in your mind so much? What'd you eat for breakfast?
Nothing.
So you haven't eaten nothing all day?
No, I had a podcast at 9 a.m.
So you didn't eat anything? You didn't go across to 7-Eleven?
I didn't
get
have
a
time.
Bag of chips? Nothing. So you're walking around on fucking empty.
Yes.
You know what's going on to your body right now?
Fire.
Nothing. You got no metabolism going, nothing, cocksucker. You got to eat something in the morning. Something. A protein. We're going to go get you some protein powder. It's over. That's it.
Okay.
You get a little Onnit protein shake in the fucking morning with some water. You shake that motherfucker up with some vitamins. You'll be a brand new man. Your metabolism gets kicked, Lee. If you don't eat till 2 o'clock, I'm going to lose you.
No, I normally don't do this.
You do it all the fucking time. I talked to you at 1. What'd you eat? I didn't eat nothing. I know you ate something, cocksucker.
I didn't.
I know you. You wake up, you're fucking not hungry at 8 in the morning. You're not hungry. You didn't have no cereal. No. No water, nothing.
No.
Coffee.
I had water.
Jesus Christ.
What?
We're going to get you. That's it. It's over.
It's over.
We're going to get you some Onnit in the morning. You mix it with some fucking water, the chocolate. And you feel tremendous. 16 grams of fucking protein, you're off and running. And if you want to eat something at 1 or 11, you want to eat something every 5 hours, but your metabolism ain't going. You know, I love you, cocksucker. I'm a fat fuck, but I'm trying to help you out.
I appreciate
it. Fuck with this fucking cocksucker, will you? You're going to get headaches and shit. Your blood pressure's going to drop. You're going to get some fucking fuel in your engine, cocklicker. You know, I love you. Suck a dick. Do something. Drink some fucking... non-gluten sperm. I don't fucking know what they got out there no more at fucking Whole Foods. What's up with you savages? Did you guys feel the earthquake all the way up north? Nothing. But you had one last week.
I saw the video when you...
Okay, you saw the video, but you had one before. Nothing? Have you ever lived through an earthquake?
I felt one when I was in Oakland.
Yeah, you know what the problem is? We used to live in a house that trucks used to drive by.
So you didn't know what was going on?
Was that an earthquake? Was that an earthquake? We were always constantly like... And then one hit, and we're like, that was weaker than the ones that we feel with the trucks.
So show us the tool of the day. Set something up here. Let's show these motherfuckers what we got here. Let's do it. That's the vape pen. That's the one you guys sell. That's the top vape pen. That's the one you guys specialize in.
Yeah.
Now, you guys build this from scratch?
No, we don't. We have this branded.
Okay. So you have this, and you have a patent on this also and everything.
No. There's many companies that
have
these.
Many companies, okay.
Yeah, this is just my brand on the pen that I felt worked the best.
Okay. And you
it's nice. It's metal. It's like heavy.
No, it's heavy. I like this motherfucker. And what do you have?
Stab somebody.
It has oil and it has, you could put a chunk of shit in there too.
Yeah, you could put a wax in there, oil, as long as it's not too runny. And even if it is runny, I mean, as long as you keep it upright, you can smoke out of it. It works off of a wick system. So as long as you have a little bit of oil in there, you can smoke. You're good to go.
And so you get the gun, you get the pen in all 50 states.
Yeah, all 50 states.
what you put in it, you can't get in all 50 states.
No.
That's up to you.
No. Currently, if medical or legal states are the only ones that have what you can put in there.
Do you guys know what the rules in Massachusetts are yet? Because that's just about to go medicinal.
I think they're decriminalized, cool. Which is it's still illegal, but it's like a slap on the wrist, like misdemeanor or whatever.
Okay, that's cool, man.
A ticket.
So you guys have the pens and the gummy bears, little gummies and manos.
Yeah, and clothing,
and you have the
t-shirts and pens for
life shirt.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Hat pins.
What else?
Hat pins.
So what's the other thing you guys are going to show us? You're going to show us the whole fucking chemistry set. real quick. We don't have to use it, but show, show these motherfuckers how you travel. Yeah, like Bon Jovi.
We figured since you don't like electric, since you don't like torches, we would bring the electric now.
Show us how that works. Show us how that works real quick here.
Look, this is the same company as your piece, Mobius.
Okay, so that's Mobius, okay.
Yeah. I mean, we've been using Mobius before we met the guy. We love their pieces.
Damn.
Yeah, it's like a whole contraption that you gotta put together.
Tremendous. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is tremendous. Put it together. Lee can't wait. I mean, Lee's gonna have another grape edible.
Oh, leave me alone.
We buddied up with the owner of this company. Like, not buddied up, but like, you know, just through business, talked about his product. This guy knows his product well. He knows every little piece of component on here, and he knows how to make it better, and is currently making it better, and is like, oh, that's 1.1. 2.1 is coming out next week or whatever.
It's just amazing. Tubes and shit. So this is what you guys have at home when you're living like doctors.
Imagine.
And you're trying to see the devil.
Yeah, imagine you're like, you want to get high all the time and you don't have kids and you don't have a wife and you're just playing video games all day. You just have this connected. It's on and you're hitting.
Unbelievable.
Even in my house, you know, like I'll have it on in the garage and I'll just go out to the garage and I'll hit it. Like, keep it away from the
family. Yeah, it stays on all day.
So what is that right there you got in your hand there?
I got my first dab ready to go.
That's your dab. And where do you put that?
It's going to go right on the nail once it's hot. It takes about a minute and a half to heat up once he plugs it in.
And you don't even... Oh, you have to plug it in. Look at, he has to fucking... Oh, my God. They have the automatic plug, Lee. Can you imagine if I had an automatic plug?
Where's some
How much power do you have in there?
I got
this. This thing runs on less electricity than the Xbox at idle. It's like real light, the electricity this thing uses.
That is fucking amazing, people. You understand me when I'm talking about amateurs and professionals? You understand what I tell people? I wish you were here. I wish some people can't watch this, but if you're listening to this shit, they got tubes, they got fucking computers. This is it. This is the future of fucking seeing the devil. You can even pick what devil you want to see. The red one, the Hindu one, the Puerto Rican one. You can fucking take your pick here. Look at this shit. Oh, my God. Lee, how you doing over there? You gonna eat that gumi? You gonna keep staring at it like it's a boy?
I had a gumi.
That was only a little piece. You gotta eat the other half.
You're taking a dab, right?
No, thank you.
Talking about dosing, I have of my own gummies. I usually do about two or three of them.
Yeah, just so to get the day going. Now, when you burn that and you blow it out, how bad does it smell? Does it smell like reefer? Is it odorless?
It smells just more or less like the pen.
More or less like the pen, yeah.
I will do a dab. I'll
did
do
you
one.
Move that little piece of wax paper that I had?
I didn't touch it.
No, the big one.
I don't touch nothing.
I'll put it away.
Unless it's in one of the bags or something like that. That was a mistake. Look at this shit. Unbelievable.
Things so, okay. So, let's say... Okay. How does this compare to, like...
Smoking a joint.
A bomb
what happens
head?
To me yeah. when I smoke a joint? What happens to me when I smoke one of these? What happens? What's the difference? Why would I want to do a dab instead of just getting a fucking purple bud of death?
When you smoke tree, the flowers, the only part of the plant that gets you high is the oily part of the plant. When you smoke oil, that's the extraction of that oily part of the plant. So
what's the difference?
Cutting out the middleman.
No. I'm saying in my mind, you cutting out the middleman. What's the difference?
Yeah, you're cutting out the plant material that when burnt or smoked, it does no benefit to you, so it's doing harm. Turns into into smoke or whatever, however you're smoking it. Vaporizing it is cool. There's people who use like little vaporizers and the plant material stays behind and the oil gets smoked. So that's why people vaporize, because you're not really putting anything bad in your body. It's a whole science.
Well, let's say we were talking about percentages before. You guys know more about this than I do. I'm just throwing numbers at you. Years ago, there was a company in LA that was burning weed, or so they said, and telling you what the weed came back at. There was a couple of stores that were using the service. One was a store on Sunset, and there was one on La Cienega, but there was one up here that had it. And he kept saying that he had this weed that was 28%. And when I smoked it, it did fuck you up, you know?
That Match OG?
Match OG. No, it wasn't Match. It was called Strawberry Cough. Match OG said he was high. Remember, he had the paperwork too.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, when I convert that into oil, what... Is there ways to say, like, and you said to me, Joey, I have three different types of oil. I have sour diesel, I have death, and I have suck my dick. Suck my dick is strong. What percentage of oil? Is it compared to 28% of the reefer? Is it stronger? Am I going to get higher?
Well, no, a good oil is going to be upwards of 70% THC.
Instead of the 28 from that weed.
Yeah, because you're getting rid of all the plant material, so you just... isolating the oils that have the compounds in it.
Like last night was very weird. We vaporized all night on the Doug Benson show. It was vapor, but it was a lot of vapor. When I woke up this morning, I felt it. But I was high last night. But I was high from a different school.
Yeah, it hits you harder.
Yeah, it hits it harder.
But it goes away real clean. So,
real clean. Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
You don't have that like after, like, oh, like real, like.
Right.
It was the temperature clean. That you're burning.
I could have stayed up last night or I could have gone to bed. It was up to me. I could have had it either way. So I'm noticing little changes in my high. When you get stoned, you know, as Cubans said, you know, like a half retard,
yeah.
You drool like I do and your mouth is open and shit. You know, some people, like I like getting stoned. I mean, I don't want to fuck around. I don't want energy. I don't want to fly through the mountains. I don't want none of that fucking faggy shit. I want to get stoned. When I get stoned is when I write my jokes, is when I have my thoughts. I think about my past. I think about my future. I think about what the fuck, you know, that should scare you. You ever think about something you did as a kid and it scares you, your heart starts pumping, that's being fucking lit to
the paranoia.
It's paranoia. I like all that shit. I like being
I like
paranoid.
It too.
Where to?
Careful, this thing. This thing is a little wiggly in there. Just
and it's hot.
And it's hot.
So what do I smoke out of here?
Yeah. No torch. It stays hot the whole
turn
day.
Turn that up. Let's see if I can. That's what they're going to smell. They're going to smell smoke. Yeah, we're getting out of here today. Hopefully they're going to evict us today. Because they're going to smell it. And they're going to say something.
I'll turn the fan on, I guess.
Hey, you know what I'll send you?
No.
No, that'll blow it into the
Hey, check it out. I'll send you something good. I'll check after the podcast if I have it. But I think the name of it is called the Smoke Buddy.
I have a green thing. I have it. One of my buddies, Brian. From Chicago gave me one, but this is intense today. Holy shit.
Yeah, I wish they made them bigger for like a...
We gotta run the fuck out of here. Holy shit. That's all right. We'll take our chances. Columbus did. We'll just walk out of here like we own the joint.
We're all patients. Let's tell them that those guys are medical and they were talking about medical stuff. And they'll be like, oh, like people get scared when you talk about medical.
No, we just say we're
just
smoking.
Ignore it and deny.
What?
Yeah,
no.
What
smoke? Not my room.
Nah, I don't give a fuck. Hey, listen, man. We're trying to do a podcast here to educate people on certain fucking avenues. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What's that musically? What's a little fucking Biggie? A little Hypnotized. Kick this fucking mood up to the Adam Carolla. My boys from fucking Nails of Life. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Kick a leak. Wiggle funk for Joey.
Can't use.
Wiggle. What, Lee? Who's better than you, Lee?
No one.
Wednesday afternoon, March 19th, you bad motherfuckers, we're here making it happen. Vapors, blow torches, e-cigarettes, we're covering all the fucking spectrum. What? All right, Lee, talk to me. Let me give some shout-outs here to some fucking savages here. That a Gumi Bear hitting you? Because I got another one for you, cocksucker.
It's hitting you a little
Oscar bit. Nunez, you know I love you down in Fort Lauderdale. Pat D. Keys, Wolf Hashtag, Albert Jimenez, Stephen Quayle, fucking Waterbox. I love you motherfuckers. Thank you for always being there for me. You bad motherfuckers. I'm high. I'm high on the Gumi Bear. I was still high from last night. That's how I'm throwing it. You understand?
Yeah, they were bringing those bags back a lot last night.
Yeah, there was 20 fucking bags going around, man. It was just really... It was real. How did you feel the rest of the day after the earthquake? Did you feel anything different?
You know what, man? No, I don't know if I've gotten used to it a little bit. While I was here, I mean, you could tell it shook me for like 20, 30 minutes.
Me too. I was a little shaken up. Like,
by the time I got out of there, we were so busy that day that I ran
just
around.
Just shrugged it off. It was really weird. I got a bunch of calls. And did anybody call you from the East Coast and say, what happened out there?
Nobody Facebook.
I got a bunch of calls like people like, what happened? You know, because they think the 4.7 is just, but it was really weird to experience. Like, I could tell people were off the rest of the day. I was a little off. I mean, I wasn't fucked. I'm not going to lie to you and say I was scared of it. No, I just was.
You seen your video that's going around?
Yeah. Oh, please.
Who's that anchor guy that crawls under the desk?
Oh, yeah.
That's the news guy.
That's the LA guy?
That's the news guy. That's the KTLA, funny. You know? Hey, man. It's a scary thing for some people. It's not like I just know. You know the when once you hear those walls busting, like I've been.
You didn't
here,
see it moving. You know, that's
well, we were shaking in here. I looked at Lee's little head one time. It was like a fucking bobblehead. I knew shit was crack-a-lacking. But it really is amazing that Lee made a point. No matter where you live, you're gonna have floods. Earthquakes.
Hurricanes.
There's nowhere.
There's nowhere.
I guess the best place would be the East Coast with just snow, but it's still, snow sucks.
Yeah, but you're trapped for like a week or two when in the snow, like sometimes.
Week.
Let me tell you something, guys. You grew up in the West East Coast. You grew up on the East Coast. I don't know how long you've been gone from the East Coast. I know Lee's been gone for a couple of years. It ain't that fucking... It's very cold. It's very cold. And the longer you're out here, the least you're prepared. Dog, I'm a street kid. I was out in that motherfucker, one glove missing some nights. You know, I'm not going to lie to you guys, but it's a different time. The cold I got hit when in Chicago Sunday morning when I was going to the Midway Airport this week, not Midway, the other one, O'Hara, that was cold. The cold weather I got hit with. It wasn't cold when I went to New Jersey a couple of weeks ago. That week I was there, it wasn't bad at all. I missed the snow. I missed everything. The snow was that Monday. But it felt like when I went to Minneapolis this year, that was fucking cold. When I went to Buffalo, that was cold. When I got stuck in Chicago this year, on the way to Nashville, that was cold. I don't think I could handle it again. You know, and it's true. Anywhere you move to, I mean, you go to Nashville and have tornadoes. You have to have a fucking basement. You know, if you live somewhere else, you just have to have belief, you know. And I can't believe I've made it here for so long. They keep talking about the end of the world and these fucking earthquakes out here. And every day you wake up, when you go to bed, you say, you know, hopefully I'll wake up here and the house won't fucking shake. Because that would be shitty to wake up at 4 in the morning. You don't have no fucking power or nothing like that. That's fucking scary right there, so. But it's okay. What are you going to do, bro? What the fuck are you going to do? It's just a goddamn earthquake. You know, you go home, you smoke some weed, you pray for the best. Imagine you're getting off on a fucking edible and all of a sudden that.
Yeah, how was it like being high during that? Because that would have been...
I was high during it.
And that's what I'm saying. How was it like high? Like, what?
You saw me. You saw my face. At first, I was scared for a minute because you're looking at the rattling. If it's rattling, I would have ran out of here. But it wasn't to that rattle yet. It was going... It was more pissed, like he was pissed off.
A rumble.
It was like a fucking rumble. So, we live out here, man. That's the fucking thing. And if there is an earthquake, you know what the best thing about it is? You got your fucking phone and you can watch Hulu Plus. See what I'm saying? Hulu Plus is where it's at. HuluPlus.com, dog. I don't know how many times I got to fucking tell you people. It's not even about the price that it's $7.99 a month for fighting. You get 2 weeks for free. That's over. You know what it's about? Entertainment. That's what it's about anywhere. On your phone, on your iPad, on your fucking home TV, on your stereo, on the back of your hand. Whatever you want, fucking television, you could. Whatever you want entertainment, you could have it. Go to HuluPlus.com, or better yet, go to JoeyDiaz.net. Go to the HuluPlus.com box and press
Joey
in the box. Automatically, you get 2 weeks for fucking free. If you go to Hulu Plus directly, you get Ugats. You get 1 week for free. You do with Uncle Joey, you get 2 weeks for free. Binge TV, watch all your fucking favorite shows. They got original program. What shows they got, Lee? I don't even... Lee, every time I look at my wife's list, I can't believe it. It's too much to remember. I know they got that dirty show with the wife that blows everybody on CBS. I know they got Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I know they got documentaries. They got some great fucking movies, though. Go to HuluPlus.com or go to JoeyDiaz.net. Go to HuluPlus.com box and press
Joey.
Ooh, you bad motherfucker. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. It's $7.99 a month. That's $8 a fucking month. Times 12, that's
$96
a fucking year. You got a fixed income on your entertainment, bitches. Cut this shit. It even leaves you $2 to donate to this fundanything.com. That's how we roll here. You understand me? Who the fuck you got a kid? Now let me ask you this, Lee. Have you ever thought about how much money you got in the bank now? 200 large, 300 large? Now,
for what's not in my overseas accounts, yes.
Okay, so let me ask you this. There's an earthquake here.
Yeah.
They say that the electrical system goes out and your fucking balance goes to zero. What would you do, Lee?
I don't know, man. That's the thing. I never have cash on me. Never.
What are you going to do if there's an earthquake and you don't have no fun, not even a dollar on you? What kind of fucking Jew are you? How many times I got to tell you? You're going to show up with a fucking juice jug filled with penny and chains. They're going to spit in your face and fucking rouse. You got to get it together, cocklicker.
Has anyone pressured you into getting bitcoins, Joey?
What are they?
That's the thing. And I know they've talked about it on other podcasts, but it's like this all online currency that they're starting to gain traction. Like they're putting Bitcoin ATMs out in public. But like one of the sites got raided, so everyone's balance went to zero, and it's just gone because it's not regulated. So it's like this online currency.
I don't know. Why would I want to deal with? Tell them to suck my dick. I'm not giving my money to anybody. You know, listen. When you get beat by those people, you deserve to get beat by them. You deserve to get beat by them. You're that fucking stupid. You know, I see those things, I just erase. Erase. I get emails from those people. I got nothing to talk to you about. What do you want to talk about? You're going to sell me what? What are you gonna, nothing. I don't even want to know. I don't even want. It's like, well, you don't even want to fucking like a. It's not a joke, man. Seriously. When I was a kid, remember the guys that would dress up like women on Berglund Avenue? Spanish people love dressing up. You know, there's no bigger fags than fucking Spanish people. When they go south, they go deep. They get the wig, the eyebrows. When faggots go fucking sour, they go fucking into deep, deep waters. But Latinos, when they become faggots, they go deep. They get Dracula'd out.
I can't tell if it's a compliment or an insult. It sounds like you're almost proud of them. You're like,
I'm proud of
them. No one goes faggot like
that. Nobody's a faggot like a fucking Latino or an Arab. When they commit to faggotry, they fucking go for it. But listen, if you want to be a fag, that's one thing. But when you want to be a cross-dresser, you're trying to convince motherfuckers you're a woman. In the back of your head, when you leave the house, you're like, I'm the hottest chick in this fucking room. Meanwhile, you're the ugliest fucking creature from the Black Lagoon. You understand me? Everybody knows you're a half a fag. You got an Adam's apple. Your hands are big. Look at the size of your fucking feet. Look at that big fucking toe with the fungi on your toe. I don't know no other woman that's got a fungi toe and a fucking heel. So you're trying to sell me you're a fucking woman in your head. Are you fucking retarded? But I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. I'll fuck with you. You come fuck with me, I'll punch you in the fucking head. Because at the end of the day, it's the same feel. I'll rip that fucking wig off. I've done it before. But just think about it. Latin fags, they commit, dog. And they'll come up to you and try to suck your dick and everything. I guarantee everybody who has a story about taking one of those fags home and going for their dick, their pussy, and finding like a lump in their pants, 9 out of 10 of those men are fucking Latins. I guarantee you, bro. I've seen Latin men dressed up like women that I've taken a double take. When you get up close, like you see them at the light. Like if you go to La Brea and Santa Monica and another block down, or Highland, on those blocks on Sunday mornings, that's transvestite parade. They're out all night. They're out all night. Remember when Eddie Murphy got caught with one on La Brea? That's where it's at. La Brea and Santa Monica, there's a donut shop there. Or it's either Highland. It's Highland. They have a donut shop there and they hang out in the corner. But if you go Sunday, like at 4:30, you'll see 15 of them on the fucking corner. And they're there because somebody stops them. Oh, okay. Yeah, people stop on the way home. They can't find the chick. They say, fuck it, I suck my, you know. When you're coked up and you've been drinking for 12 hours, anything can suck your dick. You know what I'm saying? If you really work it. If you're a predator that really wants to suck a dick, you could talk a druggy guy. I don't care how tough he is to let him suck your dick. At 6 in the morning, you've been drinking for 15, I've never talked to, a fag has never talked me into sucking my dick at 5 in the morning, but I never really hung out with them at 5. I see a fag at 5 in the morning, I know he's looking for the same thing I'm looking for. And we're not looking for each other. That conversation's over, you know what I'm saying? You see a fucking guy dressed up like a woman at 6 in the morning, he's looking for something. He ain't looking for a career. He ain't going to some fucking audition. He's going to suck somebody's uke. That's just the way it works out. You know, I don't know if you know this or not, so just a little food for thought.
Do you think homeless people have sex? Like, with each other?
Yesterday, I took my baby to the fucking park.
Oh, no.
But I took her to the park on Sunday, and I could tell she was sick of that fucking park. This is more of an urban park. They got a little flavor, a couple Mexican kids, a couple black girls. So I get out, there's a softball field there, and as I walk, I see something like a clothing by a tree.
Oh, no.
Like a piece of clothing. And as I get closer, this fucking homely lady comes out with like bruises in her head, like under her cheekbone, and like a lip. And she's like, how you doing? Can you help me out with some change? My husband, I got home and he was with another woman and he beat me up, and she had like her feet were too dirty. Like she just didn't get thrown out. She had been thrown out. So I asked her, when did you get thrown out? She goes, this afternoon. You're lying. Look at your fucking feet. They're disgusting. You've been walking around for 3 or 4 days, you dirty bitch. And I don't care. She asked me for change. I gave her $1. You know me. So I walk in and with the baby, and I come back like an hour later, and there she is talking to a guy laying on the grass. And he was homeless with a pit bull, so they're probably still there. Why would you be homeless with a fucking dog? Why would you do that to yourself? Like, the dog's gonna fucking help you. Like, you gotta feed you and the dog. Why would you do that to somebody?
I've heard the other side of this, like, them talking. Yeah. They're like, oh, I need a companion, is what they say.
Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe I'm being selfish. Maybe I'm being stupid. Maybe they saved them from the shelter. You know, maybe they were going to die. Because anybody who takes a fucking dog or a cat from the shelter before they
there's get killed, a lot of them. There's one over by, do you know, there's a Ralph's on Burbank and Van Nuys. It's one of the main ones. And there was this homeless guy who was probably in his late 20s, early 30s. He had a homeless cat with him.
On his shoulder.
And yeah, he just walks around.
I've seen that guy. I've seen that cat.
Like, I've never seen a cat like that. The cat was just hanging out.
I gave
out.
Money for food one day. I gave him like $3 for cat food. And there's a black dude on my corner. Listen to this. A black dude on my corner that has a shopping cart filled with stuff. I've spoken about him on the podcast before or somewhere. And he's very intelligent with rim glasses. He's always reading outside. You can tell he's... I know where he lives. He lives by the bridge on... right before you hit Colfax.
Yeah.
The bridge that we hit when you're leaving my house there.
Uh-huh.
He lives under that bridge. There's a side fence and they go in there and sleep there at night. They got rats and shit. You can see like rat shit there because they probably bring food. But in the daytime, he stays by that bench. He makes a little fucking thing. Yes, 2 days ago, the cops were fucking up. He won't take my money, but he'll take food. So if I have food, I'll give it to him. If I go somewhere, I'll buy an extra. If I see him out there, I'll buy a sandwich. But he doesn't sit there every day. He goes to the, he leaves his shit. He goes to the library. He reads. He takes a shower somewhere. Takes a shower somewhere in the morning. So, hey, listen, man. You know, there's 9 different types of homeless people. There's homeless people that are homeless because of a situation. There's homeless people that are homeless because of mental health. There's homeless people that are homeless because of God knows what, you know. Were you ever homeless?
Never.
I was homeless. Were you ever homeless? Were you homeless?
No.
I was homeless. It's fucking crazy.
Now, let me ask, when I left the podcast on Monday, we were taking out a box of bottles, and as I was going to throw it in the thing, I saw a guy looking through trash bins, and I went over to him, I said, hey man, do you want these? And he did, he took it, but I felt bad for a second, like, should I have done that? Was that rude?
No, you saved him time. Why would he want to pull
it? Yeah, I just felt bad about it.
You imagine ripping a fucking 3-day-old diaper out? What that fucking smells like. So he knows. You say, I do the same thing, man. If I got 10 bottles in the car, it's amazing how much you have to give back, you know? And there's some fucking people that are just out there running a scam, you know?
Yeah, you
but
can
there's
tell.
Some people that are homeless or whatever, and I try to, whatever. Even if I go to somewhere with my wife, I go buy an extra cheeseburger, the black dude on the corner, and I go over and he'll say, thank you, brother. What do you want me to call him? I don't know his fucking name. He won't fucking tell me. I've asked him 1,000 times. I said, don't worry about it. All right, ain't none of my business. Leave it at that. Take the fucking cheeseburger. That's all you can do sometimes. You know, there's people that do like charity events and they want everybody to know their fucking business and they get hors d'oeuvres and you go to their house and you have to compliment them on how beautiful their house is. And it's people, they want you to know what you do. You don't need that, man. You know, character is what you do when nobody's watching. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do when nobody's fucking watching. Those are the little things you fucking do. But there's two different types of people that think that, you know, you see somebody who's fucked up, you just go up to them and give them $2. We know who's fucked up. You know, sometimes I see a girl that's fucked up. I go up and give her $3 or something. That's the first guy of the day that went up to him and didn't want his dick sucked. You ever think about that? So obviously you're fucking unique. You know, everybody else probably went up to him and go, I'll give you $10 if you suck my dick. I gave her $3. You don't have to do nothing.
What's it like the first night of being homeless? Like the first ever night?
Let me tell you something, guy. And I didn't have to be homeless. I had made a decision to either snort coke or have an apartment. And I chose snorting coke. So I would go to a bar and talk to people. And you know how people are. Bro, you want to come back to the house? You got a grandma blow? Yeah, let's go back to the house. And at 5, you'll go, dog, don't drive. That's it. And I'd sleep there. What was the difference? So I always had coke for later. Because somebody would always say, come over, sleep on my... Ah, come on, stay on the couch. Where are you going to go? You know, and I wouldn't tell them I was homeless. I'd make up a place. And I'd make up my friend's house. And if they dropped me off there, I'd just walk into the yard. And then I'd wait till the car pulled away. Then I'd walk out. That's fucked up, bro.
Fuck.
Then when it got really cold, I'd just break into his fucking garage. I slept in his garage a couple times. This is 84. This is 1984, bro. I chose to be homeless. From July of 84 to December of 84.
That long?
I was
5
homeless.
Months?
I was homeless from, yeah. I was homeless. Every night that I went out, I took a chance. If I made a couple dollars, I'd get a fucking hotel room in West New York or one of those prostitution hotels on Tully Avenue just to take a shower.
Where did you keep your clothes?
My friend's backyard. I would just go back there and switch fucking clothes at night and socks and shit. And I would take it to a laundromat once a week. I don't know. It's a fucking horrible existence. I was homeless here. I lived in my car the first 6 months in L.A. I would take showers at the Comedy Store. I would take showers at Ralphie May's house. And that's not homeless to the extent as homeless. But I will tell you this. In 84... there was nights I went home and just, I went under a fucking, I had $3. Nobody had turned to, I had fucked everybody over, you know? Not to nothing, it wasn't society's fault I was homeless. It was my fault I was homeless, you know? And I know a lot of nights, man, I slept on a, even with comedy, a lot of nights I would just fucking, you know, they don't put you up. So a lot of nights you just got to go into a town early and take your chances, bro. And you know what? Eventually, little by little, you're not fucking homeless no more. But it's fucked up to not have a place to sleep and have your clothes out of your friend's house. But like I'm telling you guys, I chose the addiction over having a house. I was 20 years old. 1984, I was 20 fucking 1 years old, guys. I was just, you know, you always think of, like I told you guys, you always think about, what was I doing 10 years ago? You know what I was doing 10 years ago? Getting ready for The Longest Yard. The breakdown had just come out and all that shit. 20 years ago, what was I doing? Starting comedy, fucking dying on a vine, you know. And 30 years ago, oh, I was a fucking mess. That's when I was homeless. So, you evolve, you know. You fucking evolve. Who was homeless? Somebody said somebody was homeless. The other day, some famous somebody was homeless. People always, that's how you get your
strength. I know Jim Carrey was.
When you sleep in a fucking car and that's your night, you don't know what life, and you start to feel bad for yourself. You really do start to feel bad for yourself after a few nights. When you're in a bad situation, bro. Remember I told you the story I used to break into my friend's house and he had a dog?
Yeah.
And in the winter, they wouldn't let the dog go out and shit, so they let it shit downstairs. But downstairs, there was a mattress on the wall. And I would break into his house and turn the mattress over and sleep on the mattress that had been pissed on. And I would use my jacket as a pillow. And one day, I opened my eyes and there was a piece of shit 3 inches from my face, bro. The dog had just shit. Like, that's what woke me up. Like, the smell of shit. And the dog had just shit 3 inches from my face. You know how bad you feel when you open up your eyes and there's a piece of shit 3 inches from your face? You probably got $2 in your pocket. In those days, I would get up. I'd have a toothbrush in my pocket. I'd brush my teeth on a fucking fire hose or whatever. And I'd walk to Hashway's Deli where I had credit. So I'd go in there. I'd get breakfast. I'd find out what was going on. I would say to him, Hashway, take a 20 out of the register and I'll give it to you by 8 o'clock. So I had $20 to work with. That means that got me into the bar to have a drink and talk shit. You got coke? I got 300. But, you know, at least it got me fucking lying. You know what I'm saying? What I took in my hand, that could have been a 20. It could have been 19 singles. But that's what I used to do, dog. All those bars, I used to hustle. I used to walk from bar to bar. What's going on? Nothing, bro. I got 3 kilos of coke. No shit. I got to buy it. Really? Where is he? Let me call him. I can't get a hold of him. So I'll give you an ounce. Can you just give me the money later? No, I can't. Yeah, boom. Now you got an ounce to work with for the day. You know, that's a hustle. And you know, and some days you get a hotel and some days you don't.
Fuck.
Fuck it, Lee. You got to take a chance. Just, Columbus.
Go into a bar.
With my friends in North Bergen. And my friends knew I was homeless, but they wouldn't say nothing to me. And I wouldn't have the balls to say something to them. I didn't have, they lived with their mothers. What am I going to do? Tell them I want to live in your house? So we would go out and the topic wouldn't even come up. Like they'd go, where you staying at Ronnie's house? And they'd say, okay, but they knew I wasn't staying. Then they'd go, why we see you walking the other day? Ah, because then they wouldn't say nothing. It's fucking bad. That's why I had Veneri call last week. That's why I had people like Veneri call last week. He's running for freeholder. He had a funeral parlor on the end of Kennedy Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
On 60th Street, the one that goes all the way through from Bergline to Kennedy. There's a funeral parlor. Bro, I used to sleep on his fucking pool table. And he would tell me, Coach, you can't sleep here every night, but if you're in a bind, call me. If I was in a bind and I had nowhere else to go, I would call Vinny and go, leave your back door open. He'd open up the door with his robe and I'd sleep on the fucking pool table with a pillow and a fucking blanket, you know. It's a part of growing up, guys. It's a part of growing up. It's who I was. And I never forget about those times because I always want them in the back of my mind. Because I want you to always think about how fast you could be in the dumps. Things could happen, you know? Things happen in life, and you always have to keep that in mind. In fact, when I go to sleep sometimes at night, I make believe I'm homeless. I'm like, bro, I'm under a fucking bridge right now and shit. There's a roach crawling on my foot.
Why?
I don't know, Lee. It's a fucking exercise, you know what I'm saying? Just in case. You always have to be fucking thankful for what you got. Never forget those times. I'll never, ever forget that. I'd rather forget a happy time than forget one of those times to keep me there, to keep my balls to the fuck, because that's how fast your life can change, bro. It's the fucking truth, cocksucker. So what's the story? What are you going to eat after this? You going to eat another goomy with me? You going to sit there like a fucking mama look of the year?
Dude, this is a lot smoother than last night, but this is fucking
intense. Let's make it smoother.
No,
why not make it smoother? Let's make this fucking journey so we go home and listen to the doors.
I can't move right now, so.
Look, put on the song The End by The Doors. Look for The End, okay? That's what I'm going to listen to. But you're going to need another Goomy before we turn this podcast. Let me talk some shit here, right? Let me talk some shit. I'm going to get on it on the fucking phone. I'm going to send you some protein so you can make a nice Onnit shake every morning with water. 2 scoops, 16 ounces of fucking water, you'll be brand new. You understand me, okay. Lee? Onnit, don't fuck around. I'm telling you, yesterday at the Shroom Tech. Not yet. Don't put it on yet. What is this, Apocalypse Now?
Onnit.
That's the first thing I fucking do, Lee, and I take my medication with the fucking, with the milkshake. You could put some glutamine in there to get your system going in the morning. And I tell you what, when I make those shakes, I'm not hungry for at least 2 hours. It gives me 2 hours to fucking do what I got to do, and at least you got something in your stomach. I don't wake up hungry either, especially now that I'm not fucking hitting that gazoo. You know, you wake up at 5, you hit that gazoo. By 5:20, you got 3 eggs, cheese. You know, you got half a fucking pig, like Ice Cube, and today was a good day. So, Onnit.com, let me tell you something. Onnit does some great things. I'm living an Onnit lifestyle. I go on a alpha brain cycle every like 4 or 5 weeks just to give it a breather so I don't get too fucking crazy. You know, the strong bone I still use from time to time when I get pains and aches. But they got some great new stuff. They got some digestive stuff you could take, some papaya enzymes. Like I said, they got kettlebells. They got so many things you cannot fucking lose with Onnit. Go to joeydiaz.net. Go to the Onnit box and press
church.
C-H-U-R-C-H. And get 10% off. They also have a Stay Onnit program. You get 20% off when you register, plus the fucking 10. Plus they send you your medication right to your fucking house on the first. So you're never without your alpha brain. You're never without dick, okay? And like I told you before, I'm here. I love these guys. I love them and respect them because of their commitment to the fucking reefer society. If you're going to fucking smoke dope, smoke dope. Don't show up with a tattoo and a picture of fucking Cheech and Chong. You're going to talk, tell me my fucking business. These guys live the lifestyle, and I'm happy they put a fucking webpage together, a lifestyle for you. You go to the vape pens. You go. I don't think you go to the Goomy Bears unless they have medication. That they don't ship, but they have T-shirts. They got a whole thing cracking for you. Go to nailedatlife.com. Order one of these fucking vape pens. Get the oil from your own fucking neighborhood, and I guarantee you're going to be ecstatic about that. High quality. They come with a little stand. They come with a nice little fucking box. You could stash your shit in there. Who's better than you? Tell them. Joey Diaz, Church, Lisa Ayat, I know Jewish people, whatever. They'll give you 20% off, all right? That's how they roll. NailedItLife.com. Thank you, Lee. I got excited because they're here, cocksucker, all right? We don't fuck around. What else, Lee? What else you got for me? You going to eat that gumi? Or you going to sit there like a, you know, like a vampiro?
A vampiro.
You know what a vampiro is?
A vampire.
A vampire, correct.
You know what you were talking about earlier, Spanish gay people? Yes, Paula's cousin is gay and lives in Arizona. And him and his buddies once a month drive all the way to downtown LA to get like fabric and stuff for doing that.
To be gay?
Yeah, well, to like dress up like women.
So that's what I'm saying to you.
It's crazy. They drive from another state.
And I don't mean it in a bad way, but think of the confidence they have. You want to have that type of confidence. As a man, to put a fucking wig on, lipstick, a dress, and go, I'm going to go out there and get a big dick today. That's confidence right there. So if you're lacking confidence, you got to hang out with transvestites. What do you think about that, Lee?
I don't know.
That's it. Give another Goomy Bear. That's it. No, somebody sorry. Grab him by the head because I'm going to force feed him down his mouth. What color is that?
That one's orange.
Which one do you want? Grape or orange, Lee?
I'll take one for later, but
no, no. What later? There's no later.
Dude, I'll die. Dude, I'll walk out right now. I can't do that
going?
Much.
Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go?
To die.
I can confirm you won't die.
You won't die.
I know.
Eat another piece.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Let's put another one. You and your buddy Joey. Let's put another one.
No, thank you.
I don't love you no more, Lee. You're a cocksucker.
I have one.
And you got to start... Dog, get it together, cocksucker, right? That's it. You got to start eating another piece. Rat, open it up. Let's eat one. And then we'll go get some nice... Something at the Magnolia Grill. You want your Uncle Joey to take you to Magnolia Grill and get your lollipop at the end?
No, thank you.
The Mexican chick's working on it. I know you like it, the skinny Mexican chick. Look at the shape of you, Lee. What the fuck is wrong with this crew? You see what I'm saying? Anyway...
Also, their stuff works. Let's
no, their stuff is tremendous. They wouldn't be sitting in those chairs that were selling Susquehanna. You
what,
know what I'm saying?
What dispensaries are you guys at in California?
We're in 4 clubs in San Diego. Anything with the name Platinum in it, and a handful of private membership clubs in Oakland that they're not accepting anybody new. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We're not accepting any new orders anyway. We're pretty swamped with...
Are you really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Vape pens and everything?
Ever since you've been mentioning it.
Well, thank you, bro. No. Listen, man. You motherfuckers are professionals. I don't want nobody to listen to this podcast. That's why when people say little things, I get rid of them. I don't want nobody around. You know what? Go listen to somebody who jumps up and down and talks nice and whatever the fuck. I don't want you in unless you're fucking all in. You ain't no jet here. You understand me? Once you're in, you're in. This is Sons of Anarchy. It is the mafia for the people who go to church and have a fucking certain belief. Stop smoking because we got to get out of here in 5 minutes when we walk out of here. I don't want this to look like Grandpa's fucking house. Also, Grandpa from the Munsters, I want to give a tremendous shout out to Dollar Shave Club. They're with us to the end of the fucking year because we don't fuck around. We got some men with fucking beards that need those motherfuckers to get shaved. And again, they're also thinking about your pocket. They have a dollar, a $6, and a $9 plan. You pick it, they mail it to your house. 4 blades a month, tremendous. Right to your house. You don't have to go to no store and stand behind some fucking lady who smells like onions and shit. Her asshole stinks. You gotta go get out of the house. You don't have to fucking leave the house. Just go to joeydiaz.net. Go to the Dollar Shave Club link and press
church.
Boom, there you go. Who's better than fucking you? Nobody. Get your razors sent to your house every fucking month. A dollar, $6, or $9. You understand me? And what's 9 times 12, Lee?
108.
So for 108 and 96, I get your beards shaved. I get your asshole shaved. And Dollar Shave Club also has One Wipe Charlie. And they also have the cocoa butter shave stuff. It takes away scars, makes the razor go through your face like a hot fucking knife on Thanksgiving Day. That's how we roll here, Lee. You hungry? What are you going to eat, Lee?
I'm open to any suggestions.
What are you thinking about? You want Cuban food? You want Magnolia Grill? You want Chinese food?
No, not Chinese food. It's too much pieces.
So what do you want, Lee? Get it together.
A Cuban sandwich.
A nice Cuban sandwich. Like, we gotta stand online. That place is fucking packed.
Arroz con pollo.
Yeah, that place.
Which place?
Arroz con pollo. Porto's is fucking packed. I was gonna go with my wife the other day at 2 in the afternoon. The line was around the fucking corner.
Well, that's the bakery?
Yeah, you gotta catch them at 10:30. You gotta catch them at 10:15 in the morning.
Yeah, we've Porto's. Been there super early in the morning.
Early. Not at 7. Like, yeah. Like this looking through the window. No, you can't go early. Like if you go Christmas Day or fucking whatever, early. But the problem with their food, that shit'll fucking kill you, bro. That food is Cuban food. Listen, a hamburger, a cheeseburger is 8 points. A patty with a slice of cheese and 2 buns is 8 points, 9 points. A fucking Cuban sandwich is 26 points. Half of a Cuban sandwich is 13 fucking points, bro. That's like Mexican rice. That'll kill you. A little bit of Mexican rice will kill you. Benihana, the rice, that'll fucking kill you. That shit'll fucking kill you. I love Cuban food. I'm fucking Cuban till the end. You know what I'm saying? I ain't fucking around. But those Cuban sandwiches, they're delicious for one reason. They're 20. You know how many points you get for the day at Weight Watchers? 40. And it's 26. So you tell me how good that fucking sandwich is, you cocksuckers. Anyway, if you want healthy fucking food, we gotta get Nature's Box. That's the motherfuckers. You like them, Lee? What the fuck?
I love them. Bagel sticks.
What do you get from there?
The bagel sticks. Those are my favorite with the cocoa almonds.
Oh, my God. I like those fucking rice sticks. I like the sesame sticks, the cocoa almonds. They got the fucking French toast granola. They got the black and white granola. Guys, don't fuck around. Go to naturesbox.com or go to joeydiaz.net. Go to Nature's Box and press the word.
Joey.
Joey, get yourself 50% off your first order. That's right. What? 50% there. 20% off fucking Nailed It Life. A deal on fucking On It. A deal on Hulu Plus. A deal on Nature's Box. All I am is like a walking fucking deal for you people. You understand me? But that's how I make it roll on a Wednesday. Naturesbox.com. Pressing the code word.
Joey.
And get 50% off your first order. And you get orders sent to your house every month. Every month on the 5th like the fucking welfare check. You understand me? What do you put music on Lee for? What is that organ music for?
That was your phone.
My phone? That's not my phone. My phone don't even ring, though. I told people, don't call me here. I'm busy. Whose phone is that? Turn those fucking phones off. We're trying to make it. That's the FBI. Trying to find out where the fuck you are, Alonzo. Get it together. You know what I'm saying? Killing me, these motherfuckers. Thank you for chipping into the YMCA. To the YMCA this week. Thank you for tuning into the church or what's happening now, you beautiful people. Don't forget, I'll be in Fort Lauderdale next Thursday. Do Saturday at the Fort Lauderdale Improv. 1 show on Thursday, 2 on Friday, and 2 on Saturday. The following week, April 3rd through the 5th, I'm in Tempe, Arizona, with my other best brother, the other fucking Jew. How high was he last night?
Oh, yeah, you guys were both. Well, he had a Chiba Chew before he started.
So did I. I had a Chiba Chew and a fucking fudgy.
Jesus.
You know how I do it,
dog. You guys are animals.
Animals. And that's why you got to eat another piece, because you've been slow to the fucking thing lately. You know, you don't want to eat. You don't want to get high. You don't want to dance. You don't want women to fart in your face. Last night we're talking about eating ass and shit. You should have seen him. I don't want to do that. That's it. It's over. I gotta toughen you up, cocksucker. I love you guys. Have a great week. I want to give a shout out to my sponsors again. Nature's Box, Hulu Plus, On It,
Dollar
Shave Club, and NailedItLife.com. I love you motherfuckers. I want to thank Adam Carolla. I want to thank my two dogs for coming into the fucking studio today from Nailed It Life. I love you guys. Representing West New York, you bad motherfuckers. Always a little Jersey flavor in this motherfucker for you. And Lee, what are we doing?
We're doing leeside.com to get Flying G t-shirts.
And don't forget this Friday, 1 o'clock special edition, Eddie Bravo. He's doing Metamoris next week, so we're going to get him in studio in the afternoon, talk a little jiu-jitsu with the master, just us three. I got a bunch of beginner questions for him, a bunch of moves and stuff like that. It's going to be an intimate afternoon with Eddie Bravo. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great day. Stay black and be a bad motherfucker. This is the end. This is what Lee's going to hear tonight as he's laying in that bed after he eats the next Gumi.
Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere on your TV, PC, smartphone, or tablet. Support this podcast and get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus when you go to HuluPlus.com/Joey or go to JoeyDiaz.net and click on the Hulu Plus banner. And don't forget to sign up for DollarShaveClub.com. Get high-quality razors sent to your door each and every month for a fraction of what you pay at retail. Now go to dollarshaveclub.com/church or go to joeydiaz.net and click on the Dollar Shave Club banner. And now that the show is over, remember to go to naturebox.com and order great tasting, healthy snacks at 50% off. Snack smarter in the new year with healthy and delicious treats like everything bagel chips and baked sweet potato fries. Support this podcast and get 50% off of your first order. Go to naturebox.com, promo code Joey. That's naturebox.com, promo code Joey. And again, go to nailedatlife.com to get one of these awesome vapor pens for oil and wax smokers. Mention Joey Diaz.
Some stranger's hand. It all-